Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard. All righty, we back. That's a nice picture you sent there, NorCal. Way to go, baby. Way to go. All right, welcome back.
Wish you were down the street from us, bro.
If you all want to get in, you can get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. Did you guys see Jim Harbaugh? Harbaugh went out there and was talking about what's going on in college football and obviously with COVID and everything. He says the players want to play, and noting that they've been training their whole lives for this. Harbaugh talked about the situation during a Zoom press conference with reporters. He said, COVID is part of our society, wasn't caused by football or caused by sports. And there's no expert view now that I'm aware of that sports is going to make that worse. It's part of our society. We're going to have to deal with it. You know, the ignorance in this country by some people, it's really amazing. And Mr. Khakis here just doesn't get it. It's airborne, moron. You're in the worst sport of them all. I was watching yesterday. Did you watch the game last night for the soccer game? Did you see how those guys were sweating profusely? I mean, the inner guys, their shirts, you can like see their entire chest because it was all wet and like it was like a bunch of wet t-shirt contests, you know, out there. The ladies must have loved it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I felt like I was at Penrod's back in the 80s. Seriously, I'm on Fort Lauderdale Beach in the 80s at a wet t-shirt contest, except it was guys on a soccer field. That was the only thing. And so you see all the sweat and the guys screaming and everything's just like, can you imagine in football, guys lining up, 300-pound guys who are just sweating. They're losing a pound of sweat every hour that they're out there. Every minute that they're out there. Forget an hour. And they're screaming at each other, and they're breathing heavy and all that. They're all going to be breathing all their junk, dude. Harbaugh is, and this happens in this country. You got people that just don't take this thing seriously. We had almost 900 deaths yesterday, almost 1,000 the day before. You know there were 66,000 cases yesterday, right? We crossed the 65,000 mark. I wonder what's going on now. It's really bad. And so Harbaugh, by the way, a doctor that gets delayed in their studies, are they not working all their lives for that? And somebody tell Jim Harbaugh that, you know, the football player gets to be done with football after a few years. The doctor keeps studying till he's like dead. Okay. I mean, give me a break. Oh, they work for it all their lives. Everybody works for all. I've been in the radio. This is my 30th year now that I'm completing in the radio business. I'm working my whole life too. I got to adjust. That's just the way it is. No other way to look at it. It's amazing. By the way, we already have 300 dead, 290, and 15,000 cases. And it's 1146. You know what it was yesterday for those? No, I'm sorry, 61,000. 61,848 and 890 dead. So we crossed the 60,000 mark yesterday. I mean, every day it gets worse. And now the death rate is starting to go up again because everything's catching up because that's part of the cycle. And this guy and this moron, you know, Harbaugh, it's... These guys, it's like, you know what it is? the people that are completely against it, they haven't been affected by it. That's what it is. The second it really affects them, then they realize how crippling this thing can be. Is it going to be like that for everybody? No. You know, but some people, it's crippling. And some people, you end up suffering a lot. It's crazy, man. Leon Fresco, the first to chime in with a little super chat. Thank you, Leon.
In what?
Super chat.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
They were fantastic.
Super chat. The only way to play football is to disregard COVID as it's the flu. Are people willing to do this and sign all of your liability waivers, etc.? You think about it, Leon. If the parents have to be willing to do that, the kids have to be willing to do that. Well, most of the kids will be able to sign on their own because they're all 18 or older, so they won't even need their parents. But I'm sure some parents will not be happy about that. And in the end, I don't see the problem with these universities. And did you see what Stanford's doing? You saw that you've got schools that are canceling their sports. I mean, they are wiping out what they have. Look, Stanford is going to axe 11 sports now. Okay? They announced they're eliminating a whopping 11 varsity sports after the 2021 school year. Thanks to COVID, school went public with the decision with an open letter canceling the following programs: men and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and women's sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. Stanford currently has the second most varsity sports in the nation with 36, four shy of Harvard. This is heartbreaking news to share. These 11 programs consist of more than 240 incredible student athletes and 22 dedicated coaches. They were built by more than 4,000 alumni whose contributions led to 20 national championships, 27 Olympic medals, and an untold number of academic and professional achievements. The school is already anticipating $12 million deficit in 2021, and the pandemic increased its expectation to a $25 million loss, forcing the cuts. Okay? And because of Title IX and all of that, this is also going to hurt because they've got to balance things out. The problem is most of these sports don't make any money because nobody cares about these sports. Nobody goes to see them. Nobody cares about baseball. Baseball doesn't make any money at the college level. College basketball is a loser for a lot of teams. College football is a loser for a lot. You think FIU and FAU make any money in football? They lose their butts every year in football. You know who pays for that football team? The students. When they got to ask them, ask an FIU student when they get their bill that they've got to pay, what goes to academics? You'll see. And they're like, why do I have to pay that amount of money when I don't care about athletics? I don't go to see them. And so this thing now, this is going to be just an absolute cancer to everything going on in college sports. And these sports that were surviving off of football, they're dead in the water. Because almost every sport survives off of football. Because most sports can't make any money. Football is the only one that really makes money for a lot of schools. And supports their entire athletic program pretty much. They've got to be very grateful to football when you play other sports because you're not bringing in any money and it's really hard. You got to pay scholarships. You got to pay coaches. You got to pay travel. You got to pay all kinds of expenses. And yet you're not producing anything at all. You're not doing rowing, volleyball, golf, none of that. None of that produces any money. Nobody cares about it. Nobody cares about soccer. Nobody cares about baseball. I would imagine that UM baseball barely makes a profit, if it makes even a profit, okay? And they've positioned themselves to at least be able to get to that point because of their stadium and everything that they've done. But most schools, they're losing a lot of money, man. And now you see this. Sad stuff, man. Sad stuff. It is changing, ladies and gentlemen. It is changing. Let's see. I've listened to the Big O Show from the Garden so many times. I'm going to name this year's garden the Big O Garden. Sorry, folks. Nobody else out loud in there till there's a cure. All right? I like it. So you're all by yourself in the garden until there's a cure. I'll be out there in the garden one day with you when there's a cure. Those universities have been ripping people off for decades. You talk about like you're the students. That's how it goes, man. Yeah. All right, you're right. I mean, it's just kind of part of the whole ball game there. Saw Steppenwolf at Button South. John Kay was awesome. Maybe early 80s. Nice job by you, Richard. Wow. Damn. John Kay and Steppenwolf. That is awesome. Now, that's a good show, dude. That's a good show. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Hey, props to Lamar Jackson. He had a two-day Florida beach party that he had set up here. And the Ravens quarterback was going to do it on July 11th and the 12th, which is Saturday and Sunday. And the event featured a flag football game, go-karts, obstacle course, rock climbing, all kinds of stuff. It was at McNair Park in Pompano. Jackson at first had asked everybody that masks would be mandatory. And he was hoping that the event would happen. But an event spokesman told the Baltimore Sun that city officials were going to limit the number of attendees due to the pandemic. And despite a large number of people already registering for the event, according to the city of Pompano, a website and social gathering are currently limited to a group of 10. So instead of turning people away, LJ decided to call the whole thing off. Now, I have to give him credit to a certain extent, right? Because he canceled it because they limited it. But he was still going to be willing to do it. So Lamar, I give you props because you kind of came to some kind of a conclusion that you were forced to get to. Next time, you know, maybe beat the officials to it. And
if I can't have a blowout, we'll just call the whole thing off.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, hey, man, you know, the idea is let's not get a whole bunch of people together. You know, let's just kind of stay apart a little bit. We don't need to be with 100 people, 200 people, and spreading COVID. We're over 61. And we're probably heading in that direction again today. The numbers are getting higher and higher and higher. Okay? The ICU beds now are 4 times the ICU beds they had a couple months ago. When they were building all those hospitals, it wasn't as bad as it is now. I mean, we are incredibly stupid as a society. I'm telling you. We are superiorly dumb. Okay? I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm going to make it. Because we are incredibly stupid. Wow.
I saw something about, oh, we're going to go back to March and April when the spikes first happened. It's like, no, we're setting a new precedent.
Oh, we're
the
way
numbers
past
are
that.
Getting higher. Yes.
We're
not
that.
Going. Like, we've set a way new precedent. This is, you know, come on.
Way past that. We have embarrassed the numbers from when we went into quarantine, our numbers were way better than they are now. Way better. Okay.
There is one thing that is impressive and got to give them props, man. The numbers that New York and New Jersey have, considering where they were and where they're at now, man, please, everybody take the playbook that they did because obviously they did it right.
Yeah. That's the question you got to ask all the officials. So what did Europe do that you guys aren't doing? Why has Europe got it right and you guys are complete screw-ups? Answers, please. Dumb Santis, tell me something. Please, Dumb Santis, you got an idea there? That's why Trump he got lost. He disappeared from all that stuff. He stopped answering questions, stopped holding press conferences because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing, doesn't know what he's talking about. He lies like crazy, and then the whole thing is all over, and he's like, okay, I'm just going to get bad pub, more bad pub from this. Let me stay away from it, which was a smart move on his part, by the way. Really smart move on his part to just, okay, might as well. I'm useless. Let me get the hell out of the way. And that way I won't get killed for something. I'll just disappear. That's all.
One thing that was disturbing yesterday, supposedly when they had this press conference with Pence and the whole CDC group and everything, Fauci was nowhere to be found, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, Fauci does everything now in interviews, okay? He does a lot of interviews. Trump's kept him away now because he tells the truth, and Trump doesn't want the truth. So Fauci now will tell the truth, but it'll be on an interview in different areas. He's all over the place. Fauci's still talking, but he's not talking, you know, for the government during those press conferences often.
Yeah, the White House doesn't want him anywhere near.
No, of course not. Are you crazy? You know? Ray says, Dumb Santis, love it. You love it? Yeah, I mean, what else could we call Dumb Santis? That's the only thing we can call him. There's nothing else we could call the guy. I mean, that's what he is. He's terrible, dude. Well, he's just completely mishandled this whole thing because he's following somebody else's lead. And that's where we ended up all getting screwed, unfortunately. But it is what it is. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. Let's see. Navy is quick, I heard. Oh, the kid from Navy is quick, I heard. But he doesn't have to take it to the house. We'll see. We'll see. Rosendo says, FAU and FIU are public universities. Imagine a student paying for a private university. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Big O, who are your top three MLB teams going in? Oh, God, dude. Dodgers, Yankees. Let's see. I'm trying to think of who would be. Let me pull it up here. Who would I pick as my third?
You're not going to have the defending champs, Washington?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah,
and, that would Houston be.
Yeah,
hasn't.
Their pitching didn't change.
I mean, Houston lost Cole, but yeah, Houston still got.
Nah, not with
too
those
much,
guys.
Too I'm, much.
Yeah, because if you lose Cole, it's too much. No, you're right, dude. I don't think, you know, I don't know how I even forgot Washington, but.
The only thing they've talked about is the fact that the way Washington started so slow.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Zimmerman is one of the players said that he's not being involved.
Yeah. I mean, but they still have the pitching, so I'll give them the shot there. But I got to go, yeah, man. Yeah, Washington, New York, and the Dodgers. Yeah, I'm looking at the list now, and that will be my top three teams probably. Yeah, I'm not going Mets. I know people are talking about the Mets because they're pitching and all that. Or Braves have got a decent team. Obviously, Houston, like Bill talked about. I'm trying to think.
Aren't
of
there
maybe
a couple of main players, though, from Atlanta that have decided not to get involved, right?
Yeah,
rookie kid that's such a phenom, I think, is one.
Yeah.
And there was another guy this week. My bad.
Yeah, but no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, but no, I'd have to go with those three as my lead dogs. There's a couple of teams you can look on the outside, on the periphery. You know, St. Louis is one that I could always look at as a little bit of a wild card in the National League. But, yeah, no, he's right. Washington,
Cubbies
Dodgers, Yankees.
Cubbies have some guys, you know.
Yeah, but they kind of took a little step back. So, I'm top three, you ask me. I'll go Washington, Dodgers, and Yankees. Yeah, not in that order, just those three. You know, you can knock yourselves out of those. But, and I would go, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to do this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to lean the Yankees out of the three, too. Why? Because I just never trust the Dodgers, bro. I just don't. And winning back-to-back World Series is really tough. So I'll go Yankees out of the three. So if I have to pick one out of the three, I'm not a Yankee fan or anything, but I'm just going to be objective. Big O, I heard a Holocaust survivor is offering DeSean Jackson a tour of Nazi death camps. Maybe that should open his mind. You know, Rosendo, if he does it, I kind of feel he's doing it for PR purposes. At this point, I don't want to hear from DeSean Jackson anymore. At this point, I don't want to hear from Steven Jackson. You know what? I could play the audio for you, the last three videos of Steven Jackson, but his ignorance and DeSean's ignorance is just something that I have no time for. You know what I mean? I had a guy yesterday on Twitter, and I'll put up the tweet for you. I'll tell you exactly what was said. Because yesterday, did you guys notice that at the beginning of the game, they had, MLS is back, but they had the MLS is black. And then they had the Black Lives Matter, and they had guys kneeling and raising fists. And they had it for several minutes. So a guy tweets at me and says, "One night of sports, man. That's all I wanted. One night. No politics, no issues, just sports." So I go to him. "One night I would like no abuse of women, no starving children, no one die of disease, no one die of COVID, no police brutality, no anti-Semitism, no war, no hate. You want sports? I want a better world." I just wonder with people now, why are you so bothered about social injustice? Why are you so bothered if somebody is fighting for the right to be treated equally? I don't get that. Why are you against a group of individuals that have been severely abused for 400 years, even enslaved? Okay, because none of us can say the same thing. We weren't enslaved in this country. No white person's enslaved. Cubans weren't enslaved in this country. Puerto Ricans aren't enslaved. How about you Irish people? You've been enslaved in this country?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying. I just want you people to know that those of you that have seemed so bothered by it, I just think you're racist. I really do. It's like, why would it bother you to fight for what's right? And so
that's what we're supposed to do as Americans, man. No, equality.
We're supposed to do it as humanity, bro. By the way, the world is getting behind this movement because it's not just this country that is.
No, but I'm saying the Bill of Rights, one of the first. All men are created equal.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's like that was
But I want totality, bro. I want totality. I don't want just this country. I want the world. And what I love is that the protests are going on in Mexico and in Paris,
yes,
and in
it's
London.
It's not just isolated to us.
Exactly, because the black individual has been abused everywhere, dude.
No, and especially
and so it's
a
really,
lot of the soccer players said it. Soccer is one of the most racist sports
definitely.
Of all of them.
Oh, there's
and
no doubt.
And for them to not use it as a platform, considering that dynamic,
yeah.
How can you say that?
Anybody Latin knows how racist Latin people can be, okay? We all know it. So that's the part I don't understand. When somebody, it's a couple minutes before the game. It's not happening during the game. You know what I mean? So if it bothers you, then tune in when the game starts. Put it to record and fast forward until the game starts, and that's it. But the people that are openly complaining like it bothers you, how can it bother you? Shouldn't it bother you that people get abused? Shouldn't it bother you that children are starving? Shouldn't it bother you that children are getting mistreated and sexually abused? Shouldn't it bother you that women are getting abused? Shouldn't it bother you that there's anti-Semitism? Shouldn't it bother you that there's racism? Shouldn't it bother you that it's police brutality? What bothers you is somebody kneeling?
I guess it's too much to ask to be humane. Humane.
What bothers you is the fight for equality? It's like the weirdest thing in the world. We should be enraged by the hate. That's what we should be enraged by. Instead, we have a bunch of people that are motivated by hate. They are inspired by hate. They want to divide with hate. That's what we got. That's what you're battling. It's a dynamic that I can't understand. I got to tell you, I really, it's just one that leaves me scratching my head. You know, there was a reporter, I'll give you an example. There's a reporter last night watching the soccer game, and he tweets out something incredibly insensitive when the player Andres Reyes got injured, okay, by what's it called?
Dwyer.
By Dwyer. Thank you. There's a reporter named Drew Pels, okay? So he takes a picture of Reyes on the stretcher, right? And this is, here's the picture. There he is on the stretcher, okay? Right? And then the writing says, this is a real, quote, I can't breathe moment, not one manufactured by the media. Thoughts and prayers. Hope Reyes is okay. Well, his employer saw that and fired him, like he should. Why? Because you know, it's like, okay, so we made it up that George Floyd can't breathe. We made it up that the guy was choking with a knee on his neck. That you're racist, Drew Pels. You're racist. Because none of this is manufactured. This is real life. Real life is watching what you saw yesterday on social media, a burning building, and a woman has to throw her three-year-old off the third floor, and a man catches the three-year-old. The mother died, by the way, in the fire. She had to throw her child out the window, out the balcony, in order to save the child. Okay, and by the way, I'd be remiss if I did not mention Phillip Banks, okay? Former football player is the man that caught that baby. That guy's a hero, dude. That guy's a stud. I mean, he caught that baby. And let me tell you, if you listen to the audio, Phillip Banks says, and he's 1,000% right. He goes, I had to step in because the guy that was next to me didn't look like he was going to, you know, be able to do it. And sure enough, if you watch that video, that other guy was completely going to punk out. Seriously, he was going to allow that kid to thump, like fall on the ground. But that's humanity. That's about caring. By the way, that was a black man saving a white baby. Okay? But that's what we have to do in this world. Okay? It's about doing what's right, not what's wrong. Okay? And what Steven Jackson is doing is wrong. What DeSean Jackson is doing is wrong. Okay? A lot of times what the president does is wrong. You know, being divisive is not something that's going to help us at all in this world. So, and that's the problem. We have hate, we have racism, we have bias, and they come in all shapes and sizes, all colors, all nationalities, all sexes. But those are the people that we either, we're evolving at a slow pace, but we're evolving. And eventually, they're really loud and they're a smaller group, but they're getting smaller as the years go on. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going to be left of our earth 100 years from now after we've torn it up so much. But I will say this. I think maybe 100 years from now, maybe we might be a hell of a lot more accepting of others. You know what I mean? But as long as we have the people out there in different parts, whether it's politics or sports or society, spewing hate and trying to divide people, you know, that's, and then you have the folks that actually believe what they're saying and then they follow suit. Now, the good thing is, again, they are the minority. Okay. And I'm sure it'll be proven next year in the voting. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, not next year.
Well,
November.
You know what I mean?
But
what I'm saying is when they put them in the White House.
Yes. And people need to show up if they really want to see a change.
Yeah. It's just the weirdest thing in the world is when I see people outraged by trying to fight for what's right.
Where you, it's like, where you put it all.
The guy yesterday, oh, I just one night. Bro, you got your sports. What are you talking about? And it bothered you. Oh, I get it. It bothers you black guys are kneeling. And it was all white guys and Latins and black guys. But I'm just saying that it's about the black race, right? And so that guy was bothered by that. That's what it is. Let me explain to you guys something, okay? I'm just going to go on the male side of this. If we had a whole bunch of penthouse playmates, okay, for the first couple of minutes they delayed the game and they wanted to, I don't know, kneel in lingerie, nobody would say anything. Women would call us sexist, but they call us that anyways because that's what we are. We're pigs. But oh, somebody kneels because they're trying to fight for, you know, what's right in this country. Oh, no, that's taken away from my entertainment. What are you talking about, dude? Every time I heard some guy tell me, well, I don't want no kneeling in my football game. There's no kneeling in your football game, dude. That's pregame. Okay? That's the national anthem. All right? Just, dude, show up on kickoff. That's all. Hey, honey, tell me when kickoff starts. They're about to kick it off. Now run to the living room in there. You don't have to deal with any of the pregame stuff. Your racist ass doesn't have to put up with it. That's all. It's amazing to me that that's what bothers you. When that happens, it's just, I'm floored.
If the girls were in lingerie, baffled. People would be upset that it was only 10 minutes.
That's right.
They'd want it longer.
That's right.
Delay that game for an hour.
Yeah. No, I don't want a ring girl in between the rounds telling me the rounds. I don't need a tall, sexy woman telling me it's round four. But I bet you if in between rounds somebody came up and started talking about the Black Lives Movement for like 20 seconds, people would lose it. Or if he just goes into the middle of the ring for 30 seconds and kneels. Can you imagine if boxing did that? He kneels with the card for the round. Okay? It says BLM on one side of the card, and on the other side it says round two. We'd have people complaining. But we got a blonde with an incredible set of cans walking around going round six, and everybody's like, yeah. Yeah. We had drunk ass Dolphin Denny. Go, Dolphins. I mean, it was as lame as it got. God bless him. Rest in peace, Dolphin Denny. He did look like he was wasted. He was so red. It looked like he had finished like four flasks before he started. But anyway, my point is, we never complain about any of the other stuff that's kind of stupid that goes on. Let me tell you something. One of the dumbest things that goes on in sports, and I hate it, is watching people shoot t-shirts into the crowd and four idiots fighting for the t-shirt landing on an eight-year-old. But no, let's not have anybody kneeling. No, that bothers me. Go, Dolphins. Oh, please. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You can also reach out to me on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Yes, sir?
It's going to be watered down compared to where you were at, but a couple people said it yesterday. Everything that Steven Jackson had said prior was right. It was good. And then he goes there and totally undermines everything that he had done.
Right. But like I said, don't allow the movement. Don't allow you to get deterred from the movement because we have people that are ignorant and people that are throwing you off. We have to fight. We have to fight for black people. We can't listen to the craziness of Deshaun Jackson. Okay? We can't listen to the president calling it an evil organization. You understand? We have to stay on track, on what's right, okay? What's right is fighting anti-Semitism. What's right is fighting for equality for the LGBT community. What's right is fighting for women. What's right is fighting for the black community. What's wrong is spewing hate in any way, shape, or form. And that's our problem. We can't allow the people that are spewing hate to stop us from doing what's right. Because we got a lot of battles ahead, man. We got a lot of battles, and the only way we're going to win them is together. And that's why you're watching the world come together on this. And so that bond is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and the demand to do what's right is getting stronger. I mean, we've talked about changing the Redskins' name. People have talked about it over and over. People have talked about the definition of Redskins and what it stands for and everything for years. But it took the George Floyd situation to finally put everybody over the top. Because notice, it's the Black Lives Movement, right? But that's about Indians. So now we're fighting for what's right for Indians. And that's awesome. And then the next battle that comes, we're going to use the same emotion we're using for Black Lives Movement, what we just did for the Indians, and whatever's next. And if it's this piggish woman that was with Epstein, then let's go. And let's and get her to talk and keep her alive, because obviously there's some powerful people that want to take her out too. Okay? I don't know who they are exactly, but you know there's some powerful people there. So all of these things are coming to a head, man, on doing what's right. And no, we're not going to look the other way anymore. You know, when you're watching somebody get abused out in the street, now there's a chance that people will step in. Before, hey, it doesn't affect me. I'm not doing anything. I'm not touching it. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, the...
You want to hear a crazy thought? You know what? And I'm sitting here thinking about it. And it, like you said, the protesting numbers have gone down a little bit. You know what I mean? And obviously, it's been a little while since March. And obviously, with the pandemic and everything, and the roller coaster with that and everything going on, no sports, like not losing momentum, not like, you know, staying focused to what's going on. Maybe these idiots keeping the fire going a little bit helps. You know what I mean? Kind of in a weird way, but along the same lines as any advertising is, you know, even bad advertising is good advertising, you know what I mean? Type of an idea. And just to keep the fire going, that they threw something on it, you know what I mean? So that there isn't any of the energy lost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It sounds weird, but well, usually with this stuff, you know, we lose momentum and it gets forgotten, and that's why it's not followed through and, you know, we don't come, like, to where we want to get to. And these stupid things that these people do keeps that fire stoked and like, yeah, you know what? We need to get on this. We need to stay in the fight.
By the way, Julius305 just sent in a super chat. And thank you, Julius, for sending in a super chat. But he says, free Myron, Big O. What did I do to Myron? Is Myron blocked or something? I never blocked Myron. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I didn't block Myron. You guys got to fill me in. See, you guys get into these conversations on the chat board, on the YouTube chat board, and I can't keep up with it. I'm doing a radio show. I'm trying to have a conversation here. I'm trying to, you know, lead the conversation here because that's my job as a talk show host. So when you're telling me free Myron, Big O, I don't know what the hell that means. He is blocked? How? I never blocked him. Okay, so how do I find out where he's blocked or not? That's weird, dude. I would never block Myron. No. If maybe I did it by accident because I was blocking somebody else.
You've only been doing like 8 or 9 things, you know, at the same time for the last 72, you know, 3, 4 days, 5.
Let's see. Sup, O, you blocked me on my name account on your channel by mistake. Anyway, I will cut Sean Jackson yesterday. Wait a minute, dude. No, but how do I unblock it? No. That's not right, bro. I feel terrible, Myron. I would never do that, dude. Where I gotta fight, I gotta figure out how to unblock it, dude. I don't know how to do that now. Let me see. I gotta figure this out now. That's not cool. See, that bothers me, man. And then he sends in a super chat. You're amazing, Myron. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Fire it
what
up.
What the hell?
Super chat.
That took guts. We need guts.
I told you I can totally
super chat.
So you think you got what it takes?
You have no skills.
This is permanent.
Good job.
I'm promoting you.
You got a lot of problems, don't you?
Take pride in that.
Super chat. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now I think I, did I take off the chat board? Okay, there it is. Okay. All right, so I almost took off the chat board.
And you're going to block everybody.
Yeah, I don't know now. I got to figure it out now. I'm sorry. I had no idea I did that. I got to fix that. Anybody know how I can do that, by the way? How I can unblock somebody? What am I supposed to do to unblock somebody? What was your name on the super chat there, Myron? Did you have, was it YouTube fan?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm trying to
something YouTube. Yes.
I gotta figure it out here on if I could figure it out and find you, you know, maybe if I go to your account, your YouTube account. Send me your YouTube account, whatever the exact name is on your YouTube account. Maybe if I go to it, I can then hit whatever little box, and maybe it says blocked, and I can unblock it. Wow, that's weird. That's terrible. I feel like crap. I'm sorry. I didn't really. Listen, you guys know I only block the idiots. The ones that just want to disrupt and just want to be trolls and stuff like that. That I don't have time for.
He would probably be the last person.
Yeah, dude. He's,
you know, NorCal, Nico. Yeah. He's
20 years listening to me, man. Kidding me?
He's a component of the show, like everybody else. But yes. Major, he's there every day.
Every day, man. We love him, man.
You still got to find the book.
Yeah, no.
By the way.
Well, we're at the toy room. We haven't gone down to the media room yet. So you're
working your way there?
Yeah, we're not. We haven't gotten to the media room. When we get to the media room, I know it's in there somewhere, and then that's when we... But it's a mess, dude. It's a mess, bro. We got a lot
bro,
of...
Bro, you've
got a
been
lot
in
of,
that house for a long time and accumulated a lot of stuff, my brother.
No, it's just that we brought everything else from the other house, too, and that was just... man, we are throwing a whole bunch of things away. It is nuts, dude. I mean, seriously, when you're in a house for a long time, you don't realize how much crap you collect. And you're like, okay, I don't need this. You know, we're like in the toy room now, and we're eliminating like a whole bunch of toys that my daughter doesn't. Obviously, she's 20. She doesn't need the toys, but you know, we want to keep a couple of things for memories. So like, we're picking and choosing, like getting rid of everything else, and. And she's 20, and that tells you all you need to know. We're, like, cleaning it out now. You know what I mean?
It's here, crazy. Are you ready?
What's that?
My parents, obviously, being in the same house for 40-whatever years, and situation such with all the grandkids now, they have two storage units that has all the old collectible, you know, personal stuff. And then you know how, like, they decorate the house for every holiday and every, like, and there's a, they have two storage units, not just one. And they got a 5-bedroom, 3-bath. You know how big the house is.
Yeah.
And there's not enough space with all the extra closets. They have 3 extra closets.
Yeah.
They have 2 storage units on top of it.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. But I don't even want to get to the point. I can't afford a storage unit. I don't want to get a damn storage unit. But, dude, I got to get rid of a whole bunch of stuff. That's for damn sure. All right, let's take a break. Did I go an hour or is this the half hour? Did I break at the top of the hour?
No, but I would just like to say that the standard of touching 45 minutes at least once during the show has been met. You just kicked 47 minutes.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Yesterday, by the way, we were at VSS West Pines hanging out with the boys, having a good time. And obviously, we love Jose and all the great people out there at VSS West Pines. Going out there, man, they've got masks. They've got sanitizer, and they've got all of your CBD products from flower to tinctures to edibles, women's face masks, hookahs, water pipes, all kinds of rolling paper. And, of course, if you want some e-juice for your vaporizer, they've got that. They've got everything for hookahs. They've got your hookah pipes. You listen, hookah bars are probably closed now, but you don't want to go back to a hookah bar now at this point, not with COVID. So you can get your own pipe. You can get everything. They've got CBD for your hookah pipes. So get on down there. Check it all out. All right. Tell them that Big O sent you. You will get 20% off. All right. Tell them, hey, Big O says you give me 20% off. So you can buy all the goodies that they have there, and you'll get 20% off by mentioning my name. And go to 12397 Pembroke Road, and you can also order through the phone at 954-613-3367. You can order by phone and then curbside pickup. You don't even have to go in. But if you do go in, got to wear your mask, all right? 954-613-3367. It's VSS West Pines.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.